Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
About my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Texas Blues bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend. We've already had her 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She is a force, ladies and gentlemen, for small business, and I'm so proud of her, and we're proud, so proud we know her, and that she joins us and shares some of the things that she's learning and is helping us with inside the Beltway. Karen, let's talk about healthcare, the major, the epic fail that happened last week. I'm going to talk about it in my monologue the next hour about this. I got to be honest, Karen. I'm disgusted with Senator McCain.
You know, and
I can't say it any other way. I've admired him for my whole life, but I'm disgusted with him right now.
I think that music that you queued up, you know, was to calm me down before this.
Yeah.
but you know, I unbelievably disappointed because he constantly railed against how bad Obamacare was, how we needed to repeal Obamacare.
Don't you think it was a shot at Trump?
I mean, it had to be, because what he was voting against was this skinny bill version,
right,
which, as you know, just repealed the individual, the employer mandate, repealed the medical device tax, and had some...
Which everybody's for. That's bipartisan. The medical device tax thing was bipartisan.
It didn't even lift all the rest of the taxes off of small businesses and the rest of the whole... sector, the health insurance tax that is hitting small business, all of that. So I think a lot of people are just feeling like you, disgusted, disappointed.
I almost fell over when I saw what he did. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing rumblings that health care reform is not dead in Washington.
It's not, Jim, because it's hurting so many people. And
it's awful.
And you know, the congressmen and senators are really...
It's getting worse, Karen.
I know, are trying to find a solution. Actually, when I was at the White House yesterday for the small business celebration, I ran into Joni Ernst, Senator Ernst,
right,
and Senator Rubio, Senator Risch, and all of them are committed to finding a solution, and they're working right now as we speak. So,
but how are they going to do that? I mean, if we've lost... I mean, Murkowski and Collins are not going to come back. McCain, he can't. I mean, what would cause him to do anything different?
You know what? I don't
49.
Know, but I just think, who knows? Maybe it's a different approach.
Aren't you surprised Manchin hasn't crossed over from West Virginia?
Yes.
Wouldn't you have thought he would have crossed over the other day when McCain went rogue?
Yes. Yes. But I, you know, it's a very strange political environment right now. I mean, everyone's looking at their back, you know, in terms of the president, what that means for their reelection. I'm still optimistic. I wouldn't be in this job if I was forever optimistic.
Right.
But I think something will be done, because, as you know, there are counties, there are states that just have no choice on these exchanges.
It's literally collapsing. But Karen, how, you know, this is where the Republicans earned the title, their moniker, the stupid party, because they've allowed Obamacare's failure to become their failure.
And I don't know if the public necessarily thinks of it that way. I mean, you see all these polls.
Well, yes, they do, because, Karen, they were supposed to have fixed it.
Yes. No, I know what you're saying now. I thought you were saying in terms
of their
proposing.
No, they don't blame them for Obamacare. They blame them because they still have it.
Yes, no, absolutely. It's like I know now what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the voters, particularly those who voted them in with the promise to repeal and replace, reform, come up with something, are really angry right now.
I say on this show all the time to my audience, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. It's a cliche term, but it works every day in our lives. And I've never seen more dramatic example of don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good than what the House and the Senate have gone through in health care this year.
Well, you know what? I think that first round in health care, it all started with that House, right? That House vote. And it was like, what are you doing? I mean, this sort of gets rid of, you know, three quarters, if not more, of Obamacare. I mean, and there is sort of a process.
That's why they're called the stupid party.
The reconciliation. But look, I still think something is going to be done. Something has to be done because people aren't going to have health insurance. They're not going to be able to afford it. A lot of my members are not going to be able to afford it for their employees.
That's right.
Next year.
Or themselves.
And dropping it, period.
Or themselves.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Apparently the Republican Party hasn't figured out that there's a difference between running for office and actually governing. Is there like the dog that chased the car and caught it? Now that we got it, what do we do with it? We have no idea.
You know, but Jim, it's very interesting, though, how at the beginning of the this session of Congress, how they were able to get some pretty dramatic pieces of legislation through the president's desk, including the Congressional Review Act pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which were pretty dramatic in terms of, you know, really repealing a lot of some bad regulations that were done, those midnight regulations, some of the energy rules, a bunch of stuff. But on this issue, I mean, even that skinny minor bill.
Should the president have been more involved? Did he back off too much, you think?
You know, I think because he said it's going to be one of the first things that he does, that should have been his topic.
He should have been more involved because he was very involved in regulations, and look what happened there.
Right, exactly.
He should have been going across this country pounding this into their heads, shouldn't he?
Yep, but the good news is they're very involved on tax reform.
Talk about after the break. We're going to get your take on that. Folks, I don't know anybody else who can give us this kind of report than Karen Kerrigan. She is simply the best. SBE Council.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.